this next song is one called ROTC, and that doesn't mean the Reserve Officers Training Corps, but it's a different kind of ROTC. This is spelled ROTHSEA. It's a district in Scotland near Glasgow. And one time when we did this song, Scott was in the audience, and he came up to us afterwards, and he said, ROTC is the place where people go for a vacation when they can't afford to go anywhere else, as you will see from the song. One New Year's Eve in Glasgow town, when all we had was half a crown, a bunch of us thought we'd prowl around and find some fun in ROTC. We wandered up Victoria Street, we didn't care much for snow or sleet, and at 2 a.m. with aching feet, we found ourselves in ROTC.
Will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, will-a-ma-do-a-dime-y-o, will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day,
the night we went to ROTC. Now Clancy here was a bit of a lout, said he'd treat us all to a pint of stout. So at 2 a.m. we all set out for a public house in ROTC. As I'm a lad, I think I'll sing.
Says I, you'll never do such a thing.
But we'll clear the room and we'll make a ring, and I'll fight you all in ROTC.
Will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day,
will-a-ma-do-a-dime-y-o, will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, the night we went to ROTC. We had to find a place to sleep. We were all too drunk to even creep. We found a place that was really cheap in a boarding house in ROTC. We all lay down to take our ease when somebody happened for to sneeze. And he wakened half a million fleas in a single room in ROTC.
Will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, will-a-ma-do-a-dime-y-o, will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day,
the night we went to ROTC. Says I think I'll head for home, from which I never more will roam. And we're scratching still as we sing this song of the night we went to ROTC.
Will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, will-a-ma-do-a-dime-y-o, will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day,
the night we went to ROTC. Will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, will-a-ma-do-a-dime-y-o, will-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, the night we went to ROTC.
Hey!
Thank you. Now let's welcome one of our favorite singers, the sweetest singer in the land, Evelyn Beers Bernstein from Petersburg, New York. Her accompanist, no accompanist this morning. Lovely. That's all right. Not now, boys. Not now. I didn't want them to sweep her off the stage.
Good morning to you. Shirley is not with me this morning because she's over at the Psaltery Workshop. And I'm going to sing some bird songs for you. Someone asked me a while ago for a La Valletta, and I'm sure that some of you remember that, and I hope that you'll join with me on it. And once there was a swallow and her birdies three. Once there was a swallow and her birdies three. Birdies three, a La Valletta. Birdies three, a La Valletta and her birdies three. They were all so eager to be on their way. They were all so eager to be on their way. On their way, a La Valletta. On their way, a La Valletta. To be on their way, said the anxious mother, you can barely fly. Said the anxious mother, you can barely fly. Barely fly, I love a letter. Barely fly, I love a letter. You can barely fly. To the woods they wandered, singing merrily. Sing. To the woods they wandered, singing merrily. Merrily, I love a letter. Merrily, I love a letter. Singing merrily. A hungry fox was waiting, and he gobbled them up. A hungry fox was waiting, and he gobbled them up. Gobble them up, I love a letter. Gobble them up, I love a letter. And he gobbled them up. Said the angry mother, I told you so. Said the angry mother, I told you so. Told you so, I love a letter. Told you so, I love a letter. And I told you so. It's a very sad story, and I think I'll cry. It's a very sad story, and I think I'll cry. Think I'll cry, I love a letter. Think I'll cry, I love a letter. And I think I'll cry. Thank you. This is an Irish song that I learned from a lady in Montana. And I kind of think it may have been brought west by some of the Irish immigrants who came here to this country probably in the 1850s, somewhere around the time of the potato famine. There were many people who came over here, many of them never to be heard of again. And that's because they went west to work on the railroads or to work on the range as waddies, wranglers, cowboys, cowpunchers. But they brought with them a rich, rich heritage of music, and they had adapted their Irish tunes to their work. There are many, many cowboy songs are Irish tunes to begin with, but this is a pure Irish song. O swan of loveliness, dove of tenderness, ruby of joys arise. The little red lark, like a glimmering spark, doth soar in the summer skies, the skies. Doth soar in the summer skies. But till she be risen, the earth be a prison, until the cold night wind dies. Then rise up and discover the sun and his lover, and morning of countless eyes of eyes, and morning of countless eyes. On heather so tenderly kisses the honeybee into the break of day. Rise up from thy dewy cup, and dazzle me fair, I pray, oh pray, and dazzle me fair, I pray. And while thou do dazzle me, here's a new song to thee, passion so bonny and gay. The meadow doth listen, and dewy drops glisten, and all on a summer's day, oh day, and all on a summer's day. Another bird song. It's another Irish song, too. It's not really about a bird. Blackbird, I think, probably refers to a black Irishman. I don't really know, but I like this song. I am a young maiden, and me story is sad. For once I was courted by a bold sailor lad. He courted me gaily by night and by day. Ah, but now he has left me and is gone far away. So if I were a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow that ship where my true love sails in. And on the top ringing, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily-white breast. He promised to take me to Dannebrog Fair, and he'd buy me red ribbon to tie in my hair. And I know that someday he'll come back o'er the tide, and then surely he'll make me his own darling bride. His parents, they chide me, and they will not agree that I and my sailor boy married should be. Ah, but let them deride me and do what they will, while there's breath in my body, he's the one I love still. So if I were a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow that ship where my true love sails in. And on the top ringing, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily-white breast.
Evelyn is with us for the entire weekend, and so you'll be hearing her again. Isn't she lovely? Let's give her another hand. All the mics out now. Now let's welcome the Abundant Life Singers from Clearwater. Good morning.
Again, I've been in the preaching business a long time, and this sure looks like a good revival crowd. I thought I'd heard most all of the answers, but the other day I really got a shock. I was walking down the street, and I heard this little boy sitting on the curb and cussing. And I thought, I better look into this. I said, "Son, don't you know you can't go to heaven cussing?" He said, "I really don't want to go." And that really shocked me. I never had heard anybody say they didn't want to go to heaven. I said, "You mean when you get old and die, you don't want to go to heaven?" "Oh, preacher," he said, "that's okay." He said, "I thought you was getting up a load today."
Oh, it's good to be here this morning. It's a lot better than last night. It was raining a little bit last night. We'd like to start off with an old gospel tune entitled, "When I Wake Up to Sleep No More."
One bright, that's a wonderful morning. I see Gabriel's trumpet sound.
When I wake up to sleep no more,
rise to meet my blessed Redeemer. With the glad shout, I'll leave the ground.
When I wake up to sleep no more, when I wake up,
on glad morning,
sleep no more,
you was adoring,
where happy I'll be.
Ever hear the joke? Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Did you ever hear the joke about the rooster who laid the egg?
No.
Well, neither did I. So we'll go right on it this time. We're going to do a beautiful tune as a salute to our country, America's 200th birthday. And the tune is America the Beautiful. And we'd love it very much if you'd sing along with us.
Tell it to your children, or when you tuck them into bed. And when you know a wonderful secret, you're gonna tell it to your friends. Tell them the lifetime filled with happiness is like a street that never ends.
Whoa. Sing that sweet, sweet song of salvation, and let your laughter fill the air.
Sing that sweet, sweet song of salvation, and tell the people everywhere.
Sing that sweet, sweet song of salvation
to every man in every nation.
Sing that sweet, sweet song of salvation.
Let the people know that. that Jesus cares. I'll look around you as you sing it. Whoa, there's people everywhere. And to those who stop and listen, all of the sweet song becomes a prayer. Cause when you know a wonderful story, you're gonna tell it to your friends. That a lifetime filled with Jesus is like a street that never ends.
Whoa. Sing that sweet, sweet song of salvation. Let your laughter fill the air. Sing that sweet, sweet song of salvation. Tell the people everywhere. Sing that sweet, sweet song of salvation. Through every man and every nation. Sing that sweet, sweet song of salvation. Let the people know that Jesus cares.
Thank you very much. Reverend Green?
This is our great 200th birthday, and we want to tell you about this great old American flag. I'm proud to be an American. Let's give a good call for America. Everybody give America a cheer. Yay! This grand old flag we want to tell you about, if David will give us a little start. I walked through a county courthouse square, and on a park bench an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse looks kind of run down." He said, "Nah, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole leans a bit, and that's a ragged old flag hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," so I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been in our little town?" "Well, I reckon it is." He said, "Now, I don't like to brag, but I'm kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington carried it across the Delaware. And it got powder burns when Francis Scott Key sat watching it, writing, 'Oh, say, can you see?' She got a bad rip down in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson a-tugging at her seams. She almost fell out at the Alamo, along with the flag of Texas, but she waved on through. She got cut with a sword up at Chancellorsville, got cut again over at Shiloh Hill. Why, there was Robert E. Lee and Beauregard and Bragg. The south wind blew hard against that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red. World War II. Hung limp and low by the time it was through. She was in Korea and Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She flew from our ships o'er the briny foam. But you know they don't waver much here at home. In her own good land she's been abused and burned and dishonored and denied and yes, even refused. And the government for which she stands, well, it's been scandalized throughout the land. And she's a little threadbare and wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in, 'cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, take her down every night. We never let her touch the ground, and we fold her up just right. You know, neighbor, on second thought, I like to brag, because I'm real proud of that ragged old flag."
Thank you very much.
The Abundant Life Singers from Clearwater. Let's give them another hand.
I'm tired right now because I haven't had a meal since about yesterday, dinner. So you see, I ought to sing good when I was done, but I'm not. But I'm glad to be here. today. So glad I'm here. I'm
so glad I'm here.
Yes, I'm so glad I'm here in Jesus' name. I've been playing with children up in Washington, D.C. I had a whole month up there by myself, and they gave it to me. It was outside with the whole thing out there. I played with children, and so I was outside playing with all manners of children, hundreds and hundreds at the time, and I haven't been very long come back home. And I still got that trying to outdo them airplanes going overhead, trying to sing over them as they passing by. We had a time in Washington, but I really glad about it. I stayed a whole month by my own self. You know, I'm getting the younger I get, the harder they wax me. See, it seems to me like that seems like it does. And I'm on the way now to Texas to wax white out there. And they say that's outdoors too. All right, from them going into the Lord's willing to California, Fresno. I'll be there from about 3 months. I'm not telling you the truth. They're trying to get me rid of me. I'm just about 75 years old now, and so they ain't got much more to get, you know. But I'm glad about this. I'm glad what I got. And so, but I want to talk to them good while I'm here, because Lord knows I'm trying to make it. Every song I sing and what I do, I mean it, because ain't nobody, I haven't found nobody yet can get me nowhere else after I leave here. It's my home. I want to go there to stay because there's a borrowed land here. And I'm just borrowing around here. And I'm satisfied about it, though. I ain't trying to rush out at all. I sure ain't. And my grandfather, he was here he was 105 going into 106. And I believe he could have stayed a while longer, he would have. I was there with him. So I ain't trying to rush out. That's one place I know anything about. Yes, sir. Little David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah.
Now, David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Oh, David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah.
Little David was a shepherd boy. Killed Goliath in the shop of joy. Now, David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah.
Little David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah.
Yes, I told you once and I told you twice. Sinners in hell for shooting dice. Now, David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, David, play on your harp. David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah.
Little David, harp had 100 strings. Touch one string and the whole hidden ring. Now, David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah.
Little David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Little David,
play on your harp.
Yeah, too.
your sand. Now, David, lay on your arm. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, David, lay on your arm. Hallelujah.
Anything you want. I never introduced you to the crowd, but they're my children. That's a good way to get rid of it. They're all of mine. That's a good way to get rid of this. It's Georgia, Seattle, thank you. This is the little boy here. He's hurrying back to California to go to school. His children down this part aren't going to school, but he's going to school up there in Compton. So when I be over there, I can go see him sometime. All right.
I'm going to lay down my burden.